Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Maloney and Fourier.
And I hope the Giants win.
No, we want the Dodgers to win. We want the Astros to lose. We want full and complete closure.
No, I don't want the Dodgers to win. I want them to
get absolutely smoked. Well, you're just a hater.
Well, you're a hater.
No, I just don't like it. But I want the Red Sox to lose. There. How you feel about that? Huh? You stupid team.
We are in store for a huge sports weekend. Red Sox, Patriots, Bruins. Get ready for a lot of empty apple picking orchards and unattended soccer practices.
My kid's got a flag football game at 7.
Oh, you're
what are the odds I'm on the sidelines for that one?
Do you want me to kind of update you on what's going on?
No.
Sitting in with the MFers, it's Nick Fitzy Stevens.
If I start dabbing, I'll kick my own ass.
It's Lou.
Tap it in.
It's the Great Oak.
They called me Great Oak. Great Oak, they would say.
It's Merlone and Fourier on WEEI.
Oh, happy Friday, everybody. We got a show. What do you say, Fourier?
Hello.
What do you say, Nick? Fitzy
Let's
Stevens in the house.
Get it, Boston. Yeah. Big Fitzy, weekend.
Man, this is a big, big weekend.
It is,
and we got a big
it?
Show, too.
We do.
We got Mike Lombardi's going to join us at 4 o'clock in his take on the Pats and Cowboys. Nick Costos joins us as he does every Friday at 5:30. Get some bet lines out there. Get you guys making you guys some money. And, of course, we're getting you ready for game one. ALCS, Sox, and the Astros. Bruins, they open up on Saturday as well. Man, there's everything going on this weekend. Huh?
How about the Rebs? Excuse me. The Rebs. BC tomorrow night against North Carolina State at Alumni Stadium, playing for arguably first place in the ACC. Yeah, you know me.
Wow. We got it all.
I don't know if I can handle it.
Celtics, a little preseason tonight. We got that going. No Marcus Smart.
I don't know what I'm going to do. My head's going to explode.
News everywhere. Charlie McAvoy, new 8-year deal,
right.
$76 million. Cashing it in. Good for that guy.
Aren't you happy you don't live in, like, Arizona or like Albuquerque?
What are they talking about?
I would have just
South
gotten
Dakota.
Zach Ertz. What? My team's 5-0 if I live in Arizona.
What are they talking about today?
Jacksonville.
Well, so I want to start off
right.
with.
That's fair.
We'll get a couple thoughts out here. Number one with the Red Sox, okay? We're going to get to it a little bit later on with the Sale decision. You're going to hear from Corey. You're going to hear from Sale. But to me, this isn't really about Sale as much as it is maybe about their other guys. And again, Lance McCullers, their ace, second in the league in ERA, he's down. He's out. He ain't pitching. It's official. And I think that's a huge difference maker. But here's the one thing you got to keep an eye on if you're the Red Sox fan. Here's the one thing that should concern you. This team doesn't strike out. So you know what that means, right? That means you got to make plays defensively. So defense will be key in this series. Because to me, they just don't strike out. They got a tough lineup, 1-7. You can't afford to make errors. In that Tampa series, there was a ton of swing and miss. There was strikeouts all over the place. You could sort of chill and hide some guys. Can't hide them. Got to be able to play great defense. But I think this should be a good one. This should be a good one. I'm excited to hear about tonight, obviously. I am fired up. I got my Red Sox red on.
You do have your – I forgot. You actually
have
full uniform.
You have to calm me down a little bit today.
That's what's up.
You have to calm me down a little bit today. I'm a little fired up right now.
Did you get your CBD in before the game?
I'm ready to go. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm ready to throw. I'm ready to play.
When Alex Cora said everybody's got to have their spikes ready, this fool walks in with spikes.
Yeah.
Spikes. He put his spikes on because they like to feel his feet in the dirt.
They're a little worn down than the old ones.
This is like an airplane when they pull Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from the cockpit and he's in his full Lakers outfit.
Let's do this.
You guys, Lou wore his full final uniform to the studio today.
Let's do this. What do you got, Fo?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been getting a lot of heat this week.
You sure have.
A lot of people coming
at me. Deservedly so.
You know, and just because I feel like the Patriots can beat the Dallas Cowboys. I actually said they're going to beat the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I know I have my own little wolf pack here, and which is great and all, but sometimes it's nice to know that, you know, other people have my back. Like my other family, my WBZ news family, those guys.
Oh, the news team?
Guys like Steve Burton, sports director of WBZ Channel 4, who said this about this game. Dallas is 4-1. The Patriots are 2-3. Thank you, Steve, for pointing out the obvious. But they have yet to win at home this season. They are due. Thank you, Steve Burton. How about Levin Reed?
Hold on. They're due?
They said they're due.
Okay.
How about Levin Reed?
Hey, everybody. You listen to the Love Talk. 25 for 25.
Best voice going.
That's Levin Reed, one of the best voices in the city, WBZ sports reporter and best dancer on Boston television. He says his gut tells him that the Patriots are going to win. So you have their due, and he has your gut. Then you have Dan Roach. Everybody loves Dan Roach.
Oh, I love Roach.
WBZ sports anchor and the world's number one fan on Truck Day. Nobody loves Truck Day better than him. He has the Patriots winning 27-24. So
is he because they're due too?
No, he's more about patience and goodwill and everybody having a good time. But the fact is that I'm not the only one. Okay, so Rodney shook me a little bit on Wednesday when he started ripping off all these stats and all these great players. So I got a little unsure of myself, Fitzy. But there is an opportunity here for them to win the game. And I like the fact that I'm not the only one, Lou. I'm not the only one that sees it and that feels it and that realizes that they actually need this more than anything.
I love Steve Burton to death. Yep. But they are due is not a reason they're going to win.
Good point.
And you've got Roachy, who says they just have to get in the end zone. That's going to be the key for the New England Patriots.
Score points?
Yes.
Score more points than Dallas.
Score seven, which, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, they don't really score in the red zone.
No,
and Levin's
so
kind of, at least he throws it out there a little bit, but he thinks Myers will get off the schneid, and I'm just looking at his comments. But maybe he might bring up the best point. Dallas may be overlooking them. That is the one thing you should hold your head on this weekend. Dallas Cowboys coming in here, reading their own clippings, and not respecting you, and thinking this is an easy game.
Dallas buying into their own hype?
Yeah, you know, we played Amari Cooper yesterday after week five. You know, after they beat the New York Giants, he said it's hard not to think about the Super Bowl. After week five.
This is post-game locker room talking to the media.
Just beat Daniel Jones.
Yeah, so they come off the field, they beat the Giants, and they're all saying, dude, I can't wait to go to L.A.
Like this, you start thinking about a Super Bowl, you know, I mean, that's just the reality of it.
Just beat Daniel Jones.
Come on.
You beat Daniel Jones and Mike Glennon. And did anyone tell him that this is the first ever 17-game, 18-week schedule, that he's actually never played a full season, that he gets hurt as often as he plays, and that this team hasn't been able to live up to their own hype from the Tony Romo era all the way now up to Dakota Prescott? Pump the brakes a little bit.
See, this is my thing. This is where maturity plays a factor. I've been there before. We know what to expect. A coach that's actually won a Super Bowl.
Okay, it's Mike McCarthy. Earl Thomas on the phone, Christian. He'd like to weigh in on this.
I don't get how they just... So, fine. They're completely affected by their situation. They're the best-looking girl at the dance. Like, everybody wants to dance with them. Everyone wants to congratulate them, talk about how great they are, how good they look.
I just think this is a team that has the makings of doing something really special.
He didn't say building something special. Doing something
special. Because they're already built in his
eyes. That's it. They just have to finish it now.
Can we get Jerry Callahan to clap at Troy Aikman on Twitter again, please?
and this is the one thing, too, that honestly, I'm actually having some thoughts that maybe they pull an upset.
I'm starting to change your mind.
But no, we'll see at the end because I don't know where I'm going to go with it. But still, they got a bye week next week. I mean, this really does have all the makings of, you know, out of their conference, trap game type thing. Everyone's talking about how great they are. Everywhere you look at ESPN, this isn't the same Dallas team. This is a Super Bowl team. And they got a bye week next week. Are they thinking about traveling? Are they thinking about vacation time?
Oh, and on top of it all, they've got two great running backs that average almost 175 yards a week. New England can't stop anyone, including Davis Mills and Mark Ingram. They definitely saw cut-ups of last week's game. They have to be thinking this is an absolute cakewalk by the mall Tom Brady built in Foxborough this week for them.
They should be
Tyler, do you have something to say?
I do have some good news. That is in your favor, Christian.
What is it?
The BZ guys are in your corner, and so is the Dallas Cowboys website, apparently, because just 2 minutes ago, starting cornerback Trayvon Diggs will continue to receive treatment and will probably be a game-time decision on Sunday.
Ooh, there it is. Just keep adding them up. You know all those interceptions? You know all those turnovers? They got a +7 turnover margin? differential. He's got 6 turnovers in 5 games.
No digs. That means Aguilar is going to go off.
Oh, look out, Jacoby Myers.
There it is.
I mean, without a top corner.
One issue about Kobe, though.
How do you stop this passing attack?
One issue about Kobe. If you're 35 yards down the field, you got to catch it if you want to take it to the 6-point house.
I'm just saying, it's like, whew, without that number one corner, boy, now who's going to cover Jacoby?
This is how it
works.
Who's
going to cover Kendrick? I mean, who's going to cover these guys?
I feel sorry for who's ever on the side of Zach Martin.
Kendrick Bourne breakout game. Book it.
Chow and Barmore. Those are the guys that need to be worried.
The most double-team defensive tackle in the NFL so far this season is Christian Barmore. You're welcome.
I like this sound. This is like drama. I love this sound. All right, listen. It is a Friday. It's a Patriots Friday again. Mike Lombardi at 4, Nick Costos at 5:30. We'll do a little more Patriots at 3 o'clock, top of the hour. But the Red Sox, Alex Cora, decided to go with Chris Sale. Is it a mistake? Alex Cora talked about it afterwards, about the decision, and Chris Sale spoke as well. You'll hear both of them when we come back right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Have you seen enough from him with the adjustments and different things over the last week or so to... You know what? I guess what made you comfortable to do this?
It's Chris Sale. At one point, he had to pitch in this series, and we're very comfortable with him going tomorrow.
Yeah, I like the music. It's Chris Sale.
I don't know about that one.
Is it a mistake? I know towards the end of our show, the announcement, he was going game one. We hadn't heard from the coaches yet. We hadn't heard from Chris Sale yet. So is it a mistake going Sale game one?
Is it a mistake? Okay, so... I would actually have no clue. Zero clue. I don't have a clue. I don't. I'm just going to be honest with you. Is it a mistake? I don't know. Like, what? I mean,
hold on. Hey,
zero.
Christian, can you say that again?
Absolutely zero.
Ryan, clip this off and get it to Bradfo so he can surface it for WEI.com. Poirier, I don't have a clue.
No clue.
Let me say this.
Zero clue. So, is it a mistake?
I don't think it is. I'll say that. Yeah. I don't think it is.
No, it's not.
Zero.
No, I don't think it is for the simple fact that
when
it happened, everybody was trying to figure out why they're doing this. And the best way to explain it is... If I don't have a clue, the best way
please
to explain,
put that on the website.
Yeah, we have that. I think the best way to explain it is if Sale goes game two and you need Pivetta for like three or four innings, okay? He can't go game four because it's only 2 days away. He probably can't go. It's just too many. 60 pitches, probably too much for 2 days rest.
Right.
And if that was to happen, now Hauk is your game four starter, which means you can't use Hauk in game three. So if Sale goes game two and you got to use a long relief guy, the guy that doesn't throw cannot pitch in game three with Erod. Mm-hmm. And he's got it because he's got to start game four. By doing it this way, whoever piggybacks Sale in game one, he's your game four starter. And say it's Pivetta comes in first or vice versa. But Pivetta goes in first. Hauk is available on Saturday. Hauk is available on Monday because Pivetta's going Tuesday. Depending on how you use Hauk, he could piggyback him on game four as well. So by doing this, it opens up how you can use these guys. Because if Sale went game two, those two guys, you can't utilize them the way you want. So because of that, I think it's the right move.
And yes, Christian, that's the whole thing is that you have to think that whatever kind of starts you get from Eivaldi, big game Nate, hopefully will show up tomorrow. We're all looking at, and we were even joking before the show, that Chris Sale very well could be the opener tonight, not just about the starter.
Could be.
You know you are going to be leaning. There's three guys that this series hinges on, considering what an absolute beer league softball lineup the Astros have with some sneaky great left-handed hitters. You're going to be leaning on Pivetta and Hauk and Whitlock so much in this series that I think Cora needs to know right from the get-go, how much can I use these guys? Where am I going to use them? And what can I?
And how can I use them?
Like right now, you're kind of pot splashing and saying, "Okay, Chris Sale, are you going to be worth anything? I'm going to throw you out there tonight. If he gets walloped, he's out after the first inning. Shelve him, and now you know you got to use these guys. You can't use them that much tomorrow. Hopefully, Nate goes six or more. This is a huge move by Cora, and I think it's the right move because if you start Eivaldi up top and then he gets whacked around, and then you're leaning on Sale on a 420 tilt on a Saturday, hard pass.
See, there's a couple things where I read into this. One. Does Alex Cora owe Chris Sale anything? Does he owe him anything as far as you've done the right thing? So it has nothing to do with it's Chris Sale. So what I hear with Alex Cora is like, what do you mean it's Chris Sale? Like that's like the way we look at the Patriots now. Okay, it's the Patriots. No, they're not. Like you spent the past 2 weeks talking about he's not the same guy.
He's not.
You know, his mouth is trying to cash checks that his arm can't refund. Something like that.
Even screwed that up.
Writing checks that he can't cash.
I know.
Bradford's going to be
it took you a second.
You are 0-7 at the plate.
It took you a second. Everyone was quiet. My point is that you can't predict a damn thing with this guy.
No, you can't.
Zero. Then you're telling me that he's been basically practicing every single day?
Well, this was Chris Sale, and he talked about this, talking about Alex showing confidence in him, but he talked about what his week was like.
Says a lot about him, and his trust in me. You know, I appreciate that. I don't take that lightly. There's no hiding from it. It's no secret. You know, I haven't been absolutely horrible. Probably my two worst starts of my career back-to-back. You know, I know what I had to do in between. You know, I had a job to do, and I knew that I had work to get in. Obviously, following my last start in Tampa, I mean, I got off the mound every single day because I knew I had to get something going if we were going to be successful, and I know that I'm going to be a part of that. So, you know, just trying to iron out some kinks, get back into, you know, a good rhythm and find it and just ride it out as long as I can.
On the mound every day.
See, my thing is like, okay, if you think it's a bad idea, then you don't understand like what the reward could be. Like to me, the risk is worth the reward. So you're betting on Chris Sale, you know, overcoming his own issues and giving you what, three? Like that's what you guys teasing him about being the opener as far as a starter as compared to the starter. That gives you the reward. Now, worst case scenario, Lou, would be he sucks, Pivetta sucks, Hauk sucks.
Oh,
you chew up your bullpen. Eivaldi sucks. I mean, that's like a nightmare scenario. You shouldn't be playing in the World Series anyway.
Then you go home. But I would say, like, on the mound every single day, I want to know what it is because on Monday he threw a bullpen, then he was up ready to close game four, if you believe Cora, which I do because it was lefty, righty, lefty. And to throw a bullpen during the day and then come back and throw at night, if he's on the mound every single day since that start against Tampa, I like to know. I find it hard to believe he's got a ball in his hand. You know, throwing off the mound every single day. I mean, you see all these guys that go out there, they have these towels, and he could be going through mechanical stuff. You know, Nate Eivaldi might have found something. So maybe it's like a mechanical thing as far as his lift and his leg and his balance and getting out front and his stride foot, whatever. But if he's on the mound every single day, I find it hard to believe he's got a ball in his hand. You can't be throwing every single day. So he actually talked more about, I think it was Pete Abraham asked him about like the time that he had off and you know, is that what's affecting him now?
It's just one of those things. Just kind of got out of whack. You know, I'm not one for excuses, but I had 2 years off. You know, I didn't do much pitching I did zero pitching, actually. So I needed repetitions. Anytime you want to be good at something or anytime you want to be consistent at something, you need reps. You just have to do it. You can't run a marathon without running a marathon. You know, you can't just wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm just going to run 26 miles and then do it and think you're going to be successful at that. You have to practice at it. And you have day in and day out just relentlessly, tirelessly work on that. And, you know, over the last week, I've had enough time to do that. And, you know, we'll see what we get tomorrow. But I like where we're at.
When it comes to self-motivation, like, you know, hey, you know, you're good enough. You're strong enough. You know, people like you. Like, he's the best at it. Yeah. Like, he's the best at it. I mean, you listen to him, and it's hard not to believe him, even if you have doubts. Because I would say, I mean, for the most part, he kind of, you know, puts his money where his mouth is. You know, he usually delivers. He usually backs it up.
He struggled in postseason.
So postseason, 2017, he got shelled. 2018, he was fine. What do you mean he was fine? 2018,
no, he was hurt. He came out of the bullpen. He hasn't been Chris Sale. Like April, May, Chris Sale, like we've seen here in the postseason. And most of that has to do with because he wasn't healthy. Right. So we could sit there and say, you know, he chokes in the postseason, but I don't think he's ever walked into a postseason healthy, including this one.
Is this about the fact that his pitching style and his frail frame just don't hold up over the course of 7 to 8 months? Yeah, he just runs out of gas, right? Well, this might be the time. I mean, I wish this was the time, rather, where he was getting stronger and getting stronger because he is surgically repaired and enhanced and partly bionic at this point. Yeah. It's just not there yet.
The stuff when he's talking about can't run a marathon unless you practice running a marathon, whatever, paraphrasing. He came back, focused on fundamentals, and looked good the first three or four starts, but you start getting into bad habits, you know, and he couldn't identify the bad habits because he hadn't played for a while. You want to get to the point where it's like muscle memory. You go out and play baseball, and your swing is your swing. There'll be times during the season where it gets off kilter, and you know how to fix it right away. And I think he's just gotten off kilter right now. Now, I don't know if something Evaldi found, but this whole thing, like, yeah, he's working, he found something. It's like, we talked to Alex after that Washington start. How confident are you going in the sale? Oh, he's found something. You know, he found something this week. He's going to be ready to go against Tampa. And how'd that go? It didn't go so well. So did he find something? I'll buy that when I see it. I'll buy it when I see a swing and miss on a changeup, for one. That would be nice. So fastball location tonight. That'd be nice.
Yeah, I feel like he said the same thing when we talked about on Wednesday again.
Same thing.
So he said, we basically asked him the same question revolving Sale twice, and he's basically given us the same answer.
Yeah, so we'll see.
So,
all right, listen, Red Sox fans, you guys tell me. Boston fans, you guys tell me. How do the Sox beat the Astros? 617-779-7937. Do you like the move to start Chris Sale tonight? All that is next on Maloney and Fourier with Fitzy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back, Maloney and Fourier. Fitzy's joining us here on a Patriot Friday. We got a lot going on. Lombardi will join us at 4. Nick Costos at 5:30. We're going to do a little Pats at the top of the hour. Talk about that game. But right now, we're talking a little bit of Sox. Astros, get you ready for game one. Let's get right to the calls. I want to go to Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, go ahead, pal. You're on the show.
Hey, good afternoon, MFers. Thanks for having me
on. What's up?
What's up, buddy? I got two quick points. One on the Pats, one on the Sox. I'm curious if you think, does Cora trust his players a little too much? And is that a blessing or a curse? i.e. leaving Robles in. I know they won the series. He left him in one or two batters too long the other night, and it's neither here nor there because they ended up winning the series.
Yeah.
I think.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Eric, we're there.
All right, Eric. Excellent point, man. I'm going to write this down, okay? Eric, thanks. So let me just jump on this real quick. I think he got nervous. I feel like nobody is really saying this is a bad idea. Nobody's really kind of saying, okay, this is the worst mistake. This is the biggest mistake Alex Cora can make. Because I feel like Cora is now in like some sort of Belichickian air. Like, no matter what he says, people just trust him, believe him. They don't question it. Hey, Bill said it's going to happen. He's got this great track record. And here comes Cora. He's got this great postseason track record. And, you know, he's going to be the manager, and he's going to outwit and outplay Dusty Baker. Am I the only one that kind of feels like that's happening right in front of us?
Well, one of them is Alex Cora, who has seemed to have the Midas touch in the postseason, and the other one has the reverse Midas touch. I mean, Dusty Baker, what do you want to go back with that?
I know, but still, but it's less about
the Nationals.
Well, you're starting to build a little resume, though.
Well, that's my point.
And also, it's in Bill we trust, and now it's in Alex we trust.
In the postseason, he's never lost a series. You know, he's 5-0 in potential elimination games where he can eliminate a team, they do it. They've never lost more than one game, you know, in a postseason. It's been, you know, 2-1, or 3-1, 4-1, 4-1. Saw 3-1 there with the Yankees. I mean, the Rays, rather. It's just, he pulls the right strings in the postseason. Does it make you know, is it positive everything works out? No. Like, if Robles gives it up, you're going to be pissed about it. But he's going to go to him. He's been great. And but if Brazier gives it up, you're going to be pissed. But he goes to him. That's just who he's going to.
If Brazier gives it up, I mean, the one decision I think we can question, because Robles may or may not have had a little stomach bug or something going on after he had a little reversal of fortune, bad pitching the other night. Brazier, you could tell, Lou, I mean, even you probably from wherever you were watching at the Homestead in Marsh Vegas, you probably could have told right off the bat, like, ooh, that ball was smacked. He didn't have this tonight.
No,
those
I get it.
Those were BPs.
I understand that, but once you bring a guy in, he's got to stay in for
it's
three
batters,
hitters.
I know.
You know what I mean? So it's like, but he's been really good for you.
How about nibble at the next guy as opposed to, like, also grooving 95?
He's been 95. Really good. Like, you know, Robles has been really good. Like this is the perfect 7-8-9 for Alex is going to be, you know, Robles or Brazier, one of the two, and then Whitlock. Like, that's... And if it works, then you win. That's why I even said last series. Like, the most important thing was your bullpen outperforming their great bullpen. And those three guys, when you're winning, they got to lock it down. Because if they don't, you're going to lose the series. Because he's going to hand them the baseball to win.
Okay, so if we give Houston an edge, if we're going to be one of those, like, little, like, all right, at bat, edge Houston. Like, I'll give the lineup to the Astros by a whisker. But I think, like I said earlier, it's this middle relief. It's the power of Whitlock and Pivetta and Houck and the flexibility they provide that the series 100% hinges on. Now, if the Red Sox can't hit against Houston, who don't have Lance McCullers, then that's a damn shame and so be it. But it's the flexibility those guys give you, Lou. The middle pen and the late innings they could potentially give you as well. That's the advantage these Red Sox have.
This is not going to be a series where these games are 2-1.
That's National
3-2.
League.
I was going to say, that's a National League. We're talking
you know, after 7-6,
10-9.
Yeah. I agree.
Something like that.
I agree. And I think that you have the same advantage that you had before. You got Pivetta and Houck, and they got Greinke, and they've got Odorizzi. Like, two guys, that your guys are better.
Yep.
They're throwing the ball better. So if Framber Valdez goes out and gives you, you know, two or three innings like he did last weekend, or Luis Garcia goes in the second game, same thing against the White Sox, both those starters didn't go deep. They weren't very good. Like, you go to Greinke, who's right now not throwing well, got pulled out of the rotation. You go to Odorizzi, who's never threw well this year for them. So it's you go to Houck, you go to Pivetta. So that's what you want. You want to get those guys out, but it's going to be a slugfest.
Can we take the guy who's calling from a cemetery?
Yes, let's do it. Jazz man.
It's like I've never.
Jazz man, hey, you're on with the boys. What's up?
Don't do badmouth Belichick anymore. And who dares to even question Cora?
Hey, hold on. Are you escaping from the cemetery, or are you there?
I'm praying in my mother's grave and my grandmother's grave.
Oh, Jesus.
Now you feel
now
bad.
I feel like an ass.
You know
nice
what, Jazzman? Good. Makes
why
you feel
why
bad.
Are you, hold on, Jazzman. Why are you calling us?
Why are you listening to us from the cemetery?
From your mother's cemetery, visiting your mother.
Ask McDonough if he remembers. I used to work for Will McDonough. That's why Bradford thinks he's got a deep connection to these guys.
Okay.
Will McDonough, they'd all sit down and talk to him.
All right. Okay. I will talk to him, Jazzman. Thanks for the call.
Jazzman. That's To me, I know it's Halloween. I felt like, wow. Is he, you know, escaping the crypt?
To think that he needed to cheer himself up by listening to Lou and Christian at 7:30.
I got Jason in a car, says he's driving to Houston going to game one. Jason, you like driving to Houston from Boston? Or
No, that's not good.
Okay.
I'm driving from Georgetown, Texas, driving to Houston to game one right now.
Okay,
good.
So what's up, Jason?
Super fired up. I think that Sale starting tonight is a huge reward over risk. If he pitches fantastic, it's a win-win for us. If he doesn't, we'll figure it out. Other thing, momentum, we have all the momentum right now.
Do you really?
More than them?
Do you really, though? I mean,
I think so.
See what they did to the White Sox?
The way we won that series, we have all the momentum right now.
Okay.
But, Jason, you're down there. You didn't see them win 10-1 in the last game? I mean, the way they won was kind of impressive, too. What was that? Okay, this is getting weird now.
What is going on?
What was that?
This guy, that is great. What are we doing?
One guy's calling from a cemetery. On his way out? Drop a deuce on us or what?
We literally had a cemetery and someone passed
gas. I just love the fact that this guy's at a cemetery visiting his mom and his grandmother's grave.
Yeah.
But he's got his probably ear pods on and he's listening to Maloney and Fourier.
And he gets mad at me because I disrespect Bill Belichick. Someone, and he says, I got a call.
Someone called the jazz man. You think he has AirPods?
Yeah, I don't know. And then
he 100% has... Like the old handheld AM/FM that he listens to at the game when he's at the game.
And then we got the next guy calling and going to the game night that leaves us with this. But Jason, you're down there. You didn't see them win 10-1 in the last game? I mean, the way they won was... Think that was a mouth gesture or what?
No, it was not.
Yeah. That was north mouth, not his own mouth.
God, how about Rich in Amherst? Rich, please be normal.
Pretty low bar, Rich.
Yeah, I'll try. I think you missed something in your analysis, Lou, is that Evaldi, the reason that you start your ace and your most dependable guy in the first game is that he's got a chance to pitch maybe three times, even though in the sixth or seventh game his arm's going to be tired. But all through the years, the reason that people had their ace going at the beginning was they could use him in hopefully three games. And starting him in game two cuts into that. It cuts out that whole possibility.
Yeah, Rich, I don't think that was ever a possibility. And that's the difference. I want to say, did they change the format a couple years ago to kind of make it so you couldn't do that? Like, Nate Evaldi's not going on 3 days rest and then on 3 days rest. Like, it's just not going to happen. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I want to say they changed the format to make it even harder. I don't know, was it 2-2-1-1-1? I don't even know, with a day off another one?
And here's the other thing. So, you know, we're spending so much time on Chris Sale. So he's going against Valdez, okay?
Yeah.
Who, just looking at his numbers, he's only pitched in four innings in that last series. So you're talking about a guy that has, I mean, I guess he has a little bit more length than Chris Sale, who actually
didn't throw well
pitched
in that game.
No, he didn't. You know, four runs in the series. Better than Chris Sale, though, who pitched, you know, threw 30 pitches in one inning. But I would still think that Chris Sale would have the advantage.
People keep bringing up, like, Framber Valdez absolutely dealt. You know, I think he went, I don't even know, 14 in the third inning against you with a 1.26 ERA. It was ridiculous. 18, so he was absolute money against you.
When?
Early June.
Okay.
Now, I'm just saying that, you know, up till basically from April to June 20th, he had a 1.67 ERA. Since June 20th, he's had a 3.61, which is still very good.
Pretty damn good.
But two runs higher. Now, why the 20th? Well, because that's when we started talking about spider tech.
Oh. Sticky stuff.
That curveball he threw was absolutely out of control. Same thing with Garcia's breaking stuff. All before June, the last time you faced him. So you got Framber Valdez at the time at a 1.67 ERA. And afterwards, 3.61. Very good. Just not as good as it was prior to spider tech. And the same thing with Garcia. His ERA went up a run, too. Still good, but still just not the same. So, I mean, we'll see what these guys look like. I don't know, but I think that's kind of interesting. Interesting little tidbit of what
these
guys were before.
Stacked, too, Lou. 5'11", 240.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a little bulldog. I like him. He's got a great breaking ball, but we'll see what happens. Let's go to Owen in Westford. Owen, what's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Mistake starting Sale. He's all through. The games he pitched good against bum teams like Baltimore, Minnesota, and like that call that just made. You start the best pitcher. Evaldi, and maybe he can pitch three games in the series if it goes the distance.
All right. Well, listen, I think they've given up on the three games. They're not going to go 1-4-7.
Mm-mm.
Evaldi goes game six. It's going to be 3-2 going back to most likely, right? going back to Houston. You're either up 3-2 or down 3-2. Who do you want to have the ball in game six? I want Evaldi. So I think that plays a role in it, too.
What if you're down 3-1? You start 8-5 on 3 days rest, see if you can get five out of them?
I don't think I do.
You know what do you think about this whole narrative that Alex Cora manages every game in the postseason like it's a must-win? Have you heard that? Do you believe that?
Yes.
It's a great way to manage.
Yes. Because
is it, though?
Well, because
to
how
win?
Many?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of managing to win.
No. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a must-win. Not like to win. Obviously, they all manage to win.
I think we saw
win,
that.
But it's a best of seven series. I just feel like you'll get behind. So I do feel like you need to have some composure.
I know you want to like live to see another day. But
yeah.
They just came out of an elimination game, and then now the DS is only five, and they took it 3-1, and now you have a traditional seven game series against a big hitting team that's having some pitching issues. What is the style, or what would you recommend he do in terms of trying to live to see another day? Like, you don't want to be throwing one or two against a team like this that can start feeling itself. You need to get in their head as much as they want to get in your head and pound you into the ground. Because they probably think the Red Sox are fragile, even though the resilience is actually one of the strengths.
I just think it's an interesting philosophy overall. And I just wonder what kind of trouble he can get himself into.
Well, you can. I mean, for example, game two. So it was the first inning. You're down 5-2. We went right to Houck. You know what I mean? 5-2. It's not like we're going to go to like Martin Perez and see if he can keep us in it for a couple innings. And if we swing it and it's 5-4, then I go to Houck. You know what I mean? He's like, no, I'm going to Houck. And he went five innings. You lose that game, you just burn Tanner Houck for 4 or 5. You know, maybe your offense doesn't wake up. You know, maybe you just lose that game 6-2 and you've burned Houck. But no, he said, screw it. I need to keep this game where it is. They did. They scored runs, and they beat the hell out of him in game two.
And that turned the entire series around because that was do-or-die time. Look, they were hungover. They were tired. They just didn't have it. And McClanahan was gassing him at 100 in the first game. Okay, you write it off. But the way that he managed now, that was definitely the circumstances in game two were a little more dire because going home down two to the best team in the AL in a five-game series, you're screwed.
See, now, the other question I have is his predictability, like it's obviously, okay, I know what he's doing. I'm Dusty Baker. He's predictable. Is that an asset? Is that a liability for him? Hey, I know exactly how this guy, he's going to run it out. Like he has to win every single game. Like there's no tomorrow. And then he's going to force the issue. I would think as opposed to, I don't know what Dusty Baker's going to do, but I think we all have an idea what Alex Cora is going to manage and how he's going to approach it.
Yeah, I just think it's really about pitching. It's about bullpen usage. You know, that's where he goes kind of all in, you know, with bullpen arms. Where it's one of the, and that's reasons why, like, they've been up 2-1, 3-1, and you're sort of like, okay, well, how do you approach this game? Well, he goes for the jugular. He tries to end it, and they do every single time. They've ended it. They haven't allowed it to go to 3-2, you know, game six or whatever it might be. They end it. And it's because he's aggressive with the bullpen. He's like, screw it, we'll figure it out tomorrow. Like, if the Red Sox played a game five, you know, they kind of went all in with McClanahan, but still, you're going to say, who would have thrown? Evaldi had thrown game three. Who's going to throw game five? He doesn't care because he's going to win game four. So that's the approach. It's sort of like, I'm not worried about tomorrow too much, though he has to keep an eye, especially early in the series. But when it gets late, he doesn't really care too much about it. Let's go to Rob in New Hampshire. Rob, what's going on?
Yo.
Hang on, guys.
Oh, my God. What's up, man? All right, that's a good talk.
I mean, come on, let's get it going. It's Friday.
There's
a lot of premature consumption of celebration sauce going on.
Yes,
right
there
now,
is.
Like, all the teams can't win. Kilter.
I want to go down to Texas. Go to Nick. He's in the truck. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Nick?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, I'm actually in Boston right now, but I lived about half my life in Texas, half my life in Massachusetts. So it's a pretty cool week for me coming up right now.
Very nice.
I got a couple things for you guys. I want to start off by saying, first of all, how much I love the show and how I love listening to you guys on the way home from work. So thank you.
Appreciate it.
First thing I want to ask you guys is how much do you genuinely think that heart plays a factor when it comes to these, more specifically the Red Sox versus the Astros? Because on paper, you know, the Astros are a much better team. But to me, the Red Sox have that one underlying factor, and that's how much heart they play with. They know how much this series means for the city and how much overall, you know, bringing home a pennant would mean to the city. So I want to ask you guys how much you think heart comes into play. And then on top of that, sticking to that same subject, with the Patriots versus the Cowboys, man, Dak Prescott, he plays with so much heart, in my opinion. He's a leader, and his
guys can really rally around him. And I don't think Mac Jones is quite nearly at that same spot yet. So, in my opinion, Cowboys are a much better team. I don't see how they are going to end up pulling the Patriots are going to end up pulling a win out of this one. Wanted to get your opinion on that.
Okay. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, so start with forget about the Cowboys right now.
The heart.
Is that an advantage for the Red Sox?
No, it's about talent. It's about
But both. I would take heart out
and use the word confidence. Like confidence, you know, that a guy like Alex Cora instills on his team. I would take that confidence, like the mental makeup. You know, those are the things where I think there's an advantage. I think Cora just gives you an advantage. Period. In a game, confidence, not heart.
I would say that the The Astros also have heart.
Sure they
also
do.
Have confidence.
No, they don't care.
they went into Chicago, the south side of Chicago, and took a 1 out of 2 there and closed it out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like that in that environment, talk about heart, talk about confidence, put 10 runs on them. They're the same. There's no advantage to either team.
No. But the Houston doesn't care just because you may have the managerial advantage. What do you think, guys like Correa, that Altuve don't have heart? These guys are all heart.
I would say huge advantage for them would be the contact what they make as a hitters up and down this lineup. They don't strike out. So they're going to put pressure on your defense, and that's the other advantage. Defensively, they're one of the best defensive teams in baseball. You're not. You're actually one of the worst. However, you've played great defense for the last week. I think he made one error, and that was the Schwarber bomb that everybody got a good laugh at afterwards. I think that was really about it. A couple of boneheaded throws by Renfro, but defense hasn't been a factor because you played a lot of teams that swing and miss an awful lot. This team doesn't.
Yeah, but when I was looking at the announcement of the roster for the ALCS and I saw the infield, and I was like, ooh, Arroyo, Bogarts, Devers. Like, they don't have the... This guy can, unless it's Kike, but then you have no outfielders because JD can't play. You're not putting Schwarber in the outfield.
No, JD can't play the outfield.
They're hamstrung defensively because their best utility infielder is also their center fielder at this point.
See, that's the other move, too. We'll see later on when they announce a lineup. Game's at 8. Hopefully we'll get it before the show's over. But I actually think you run Schwarber out there against lefties. Like, just kind of keep the offense out there. I don't want you know, Kike at second. I don't want Verdugo in center. I want Schwarber at first, and I want Dahlbeck to come in late, play defense. Let him hit lefties. Let everybody hit lefties. Verdugo can hit lefties. Figure it out. Valdez got a good curveball. He doesn't have a good slider. You know, and that makes a bit... His curveball is just as tough for righties as it is lefties. His slider, though, he doesn't have one, really. So, all right, let's go to Mark in Portsmouth. Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I think the point that we're missing here, this isn't all about Sale. This is about the other guys. Think of run support. This team hits behind Sale. This is all about getting the series started well with the bats. The run support is crazy backing Chris Sale. He's their ace. They're going to support him no matter what, whether it's one inning, two innings, or three innings. They seem to win when he pitches. So this is all about the other guys, not about Chris Sale. I'm going to hang up and listen to you. Thanks.
You got it. You are right. I mean, they score a crap load of runs for that guy. And I think, you know, that's, I mean, he's 5-1, right? But you look at some of the runs that they've scored, it's usually putting up, I think one time against Baltimore, they lost. He gave up 2 runs. They scored 2, but it was, you know, 10, 7, 12, 7, 12, 16, 6. I mean, they put up runs for this guy. So maybe that's a key one. Phil in Maine, take one more before we take the break. What's up, Phil?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Happy Friday. Hey, so, you know, very risky. And for Sale, can you imagine, though, if he comes out and he's flinging it and he pitches, he gives you 5 or even 6, maybe 1 or 2 runs, the momentum, and we can pull off a win, the momentum that he is going to inject, not only in the fan base, but in the staff, in the lineup. These guys are ready. You know, and who knows, maybe this team falls in the category of maybe it's just the luck this year or whatever, you know. I mean, it's very risky, but I'd rather see him early than later. And, you know, who knows if it doesn't go well. And we, unfortunately, if we're down like 0-2 come Sunday, maybe Wiggy hooks us up and gets these guys a reservation at Davio's and coming in, maybe get them, you know, a little off their game. And Monday we're looking good. I'm sure Wiggy can hook that up.
All right, we'll have to talk to Wiggy. Okay. Wiggy's
call,
got connections to
Davio's? Monday through Friday. I think everyone has connections to Davio's.
What are the odds of Wiggy actually hooking the Cowboys up with a reservation?
What are the odds of Wiggy knowing the scores of the games this weekend?
I think he had Red Sox over the Rays in six games.
The call, I've never heard the calls more off the rails in the first hour. Of
right?
A huge
it's a Friday.
Like
I mean, I know. People are kind of rock and roll and getting ready right
where,
now.
Where are we?
I do commend the gentleman that called in from the cemetery.
Yes.
That's the first for me.
But he's listening to our show while he's visiting his
the grave, or is he being put in the grave? Which one is it?
That guy made me a little nervous. All right, listen, we come back. We're going to talk a little Pats. Pats and Cowboys. By the way, this hour of Maloney and Forey is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health with locations in Dedham next to Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. Now, I don't know how you guys feel about this game. I do not feel very well. I don't feel good about this
game.
Yeah,
you know
what?
And I'm kind of like, I kind of feel like I need to convince you that it's safe to come to my side.
Oh.
I think Rodney Harrison scared you also. So I put a little call out to my own little personal WBZ news team, called up trying to get Steve, trying to get Levin Reed, Dan Roach, all those guys. They all picked these guys to win. They have the Patriots winning. So it's not,
you
it's
don't
not,
say.
It's not unheard of. It isn't unheard of. It's talking to the guy that's actually never picked them to lose ever in his life for them to win this game.
So this is your new team?
Yeah, they're my new team. How about that?
All right, maybe we hear from the news team. Maybe we'll do that next on Maloney and Fourier.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.